感谢上帝又把我们带到新一次的聚会里面。
Praise the Lord for bringing us to this new meeting again.
今天我们要讲最后一次罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Tonight we last session preaching on Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
我们已经用三次的时间思想，万有都是出于他，是依靠他，归向他。
We preached for three sessions on chapter 11 verse 36. All things are from Him.Through Him and to Him,
愿一切荣耀归给他。
May all glory be unto Him.
我们现在大家一同再来读这节圣经。
Let us all read this verse again together.
希伯来，罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
翻了大家一同开声来读。
We shall read together.
罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
一、二、三。因为万有都是本于他。依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。可以背起来了吗？
Can you memorize?
可以不可以背起来了？啊，试试看，有人可以马上看一下。好，先弟兄们先背一次，一二三。因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
阿门。
姐妹们，一二三。念也小声，现在把万有改成你的名字好不好？好，他就念，因为建安是本于他，我就念从容是本于他。那你名什么？你自己知道。一二三，因为从容，哎，念到名字这么谦卑，大声一点。一二三，因为从容是本于他，依靠他，归向他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你记载这些的话，赐下给万代的人，使我们可以明白，使我们可以顺服，使我们从其中得到信仰，在其中得到遵行你真理的原则。感谢赞美你，愿主真理的圣灵引导我们心思意念，更进入你吃不透丰盛的奥秘，好叫我们的生命也被丰盛起来。因为你说你来了，不但叫人得生命，而且得了更丰盛。我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。阿们。我们上个礼拜在思想这一节圣经的时候，
Last week as we're expounding on this verse,
我们提到我们本来有的存在，
We talk about the sense that actually our existence,
以及我们存在之后在世界所引起的存有，
And also the kind of existence caused by our own existence,
有先天原有的，
There is an inborn existence.
从后天我们引起的。
And what we gain.
所以我们有这两方面的产业。
And these two aspects of inheritance that we
have. 一方面的产业不是我们的选择。
The first inheritance is that what we choose.
这是神所定的。
That what God has determined.
是神的智慧所给我们的恩赐。
And God's wisdom has given to us.
我们身为人不是我们定。
That we are born as man, that we like it.
我们如果说我要做人，主啊，你照我的意思。他才照这个意思做的话，神是照着我的意志来行事。
If we were to be humankind and tell God, God, I want to be humankind and God according to our wish, make us to be humankind, that is according to our will.
为什么我们生下的时候是人不是猫呢？
Why is that we are born as a man or a cat?
这是神的恩典。
That's grace God.
我们生而是中国人是神的安排。
That we are born as a Chinese also is God's grace.
我们生而是男人是女人是神的安排。
Whether we are born as a male or female is God's grace.
是先天的存有。
So the inborn existence.
这些的产业。
All this inheritance.
不是我们自由的结果。
It's not that our freedom's result.
不是我们意志的选择。
And not the choice of our will.
不是我们自己所能定的。
It is not that we fix it.
也不是我们可以随便改的。
That's something that we can change easily.
所以这个原有的存在。
And this already exists.
神创造的时候。
That when God created us.
给我们的安排。
He has arranged.
给我们的定夺。
He has already determined.
都是他自己旨意所定的。
It is by his own grace.
那么神不但定我们。
Not only that God fixed us.
使我们就先天的这个产业。
That we have this inborn possession.
他也把这跟才干恩赐赐给我们。
And God has given the talents and gifts.
这也是神特别赐下。
Just special grace of God.
神把时间空间定下来。
God has given the time and space.
我们不能越过我们的时间跟空间。
So that we cannot transcend time and space.
我们不能用我们的这个愁烦增加我们寿命的一刻。
We cannot use our worry to cause our life to increase a little bit.
我们为其感谢上。
Because of that, we give thanks to God.
这万有是从他而来的。
All things are from Him.
万有是要归向他。
And also to Him.
在起点、终点之间继续不断的存在。
And also the continued existence from beginning point to the ending point.
依靠他的恩典。
It is through His grace.
那么第二样，我们的产业是什么呢？
The second thing was our inheritance.
在后天里面，我们是应许。
That we got to gain in our life.
我们的信仰。
Our faith.
是我们经历听神的道以后才建立起来。
It's because we experience listening to the word of God, then it's being established.
我们的道德。
And our morality,
我们的品德
and our character,
是我们活在世界上长大了有这个责任感与人交往的中间我们慢慢的学习慢慢表现出来
so as we grow with human relationship with a sense of responsibility and we gain it
我们的知识
and our knowledge
是我们吸收别人的智慧的结晶学习过程中间
it is our learning process where we gain experiences from others
我们许多的智慧
many of our wisdom
是从这些知识把它再结晶以后产生的一种方向一种这个我们的原则
It is because after the crystallization of all this wisdom, it becomes our principle.
我们在世界所赚的钱
In the world, the money that we make.
我们所有的朋友
And the friend that we have.
我们对人类的贡献
And our contribution to mankind.
我们自己做学问的成就
And also the result of our own studies.
这一切
All these things.
都是恒取的
It is what we gain in our life.
那么无论是先天的存有
Whether it's the inborn possession.
或者后天所赢取的
Or what we gain in our life.
这我们生命的一切
And all this thing in our life.
照样在这节里面告诉我们
Also in this way it tells us.
万有是本于他
All things are from him.
依靠他
Through him.
归向他
And to him.
所以我们应当用这种严肃的责任感
With this kind of solemn sense of responsibility.
在神面前尽心竭力
That before God we do our very best.
做一个有负责任心的人
Be a one who is responsible.
我们有一天都要站在他的面前
Because one day we'll stand before him.
为我们所领受一切的恩典交账
For all the grace that we receive, we must be accountable.
为我们领受一切的恩赐交账。
For all the gifts that we have, we are accountable.
为我们领受一切的机会交账。
For all the opportunities that we inherit, we are accountable.
为我们所做、所行的、所言的、所想的交账。
For all that we think or that we do, we want to be accountable.
所以这就圣经伟大的一个地步。
And so mighty this verse.
包罗万象。
It includes all things.
把神所创造的一切。
The all things that God has created.
神所启示的一切。
All things that God has revealed,
神所救赎以后赐下的一切
and all that God has given to us our salvation,
神的保护或者他的护卫之中所保守的一切
in His providence, He keep all things,
都包含在里面
It's been included,
万有都本于他
All things are from Him,
依靠他
through Him,
归向他
and to Him,
愿一切荣耀归于他
and be all glory to Him,
直到永永远远
forever.
阿们，
阿们。
那今天是第四次，我们的总结。
Tonight is the fourth session when we conclude this verse.
这节圣经呢，又叫做荣耀颂。
This verse is called a doxology.
因为当讲的万有是本于他，依靠他，归向他以后。
Because after expounding all things are from him, through him, and to him.
就用一句很重要的话总结了整段的意思。
It used a very important verse to conclude the whole passage.
愿一切荣耀归于他。直到永永远远
May all glory be unto him forever.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
为什么把荣耀归给他
Why glory to him?
就归到永永远远
And even forevermore.
一切是从他来
Because all things are from him.
一切是靠他在
All things are through him.
一切是为他造
All things are through him.
他应当得罪一切的荣耀
That's why he must be glorified.
现在我们先看的把荣耀归给上帝到底什么意思
So we want to see what's the meaning when we say all glory unto him.
这个是全本圣经里面很重要的课题
This is a very important topic of the whole Bible.
也成为我们圣经信仰或者基督教宗教原理中间很独特的地方。
Because of the very uniqueness of Christian faith.
在别的宗教里面没有告诉我们荣耀归给释迦牟尼。
Because in other religions never tell us that the glory be to Buddha.
荣耀归给孔子。
Or to Confucius.
把一切的荣耀归给苏格拉底，直到永永远远。
All glory be unto Socrates until forever.
所以这是圣经里面很特别的一个本质。
This is the very unique nature of the Bible.
神的荣耀。
The glory of God.
要完全归回神。
Totally, it must be given back to God.
那么我们现 现在问一个问题。
Now we ask a question.
上帝为什么要求人荣耀他？
Why does God want people to glorify him?
他怎么好意思这么做呢？
How can we this faith to receive?
如果我今天对你们说，你们要常常荣耀我啊。
If I were to tell them, glorify me.
你们常常荣耀我。
Glorify me.
常常夸我。
Also praise me.
常常称赞我。
And also praise me.
听见没有？你们要常常荣耀我，常常称赞我，常常夸奖我。你们说这个人不好意思，
是吧？
一天到晚叫人家荣耀他。
All day long you want people to glorify you.
基督教的领袖
，and as a leader of Christians,
没有资格叫人家荣耀他。
To ask you to glorify them.
社会的领袖
，and the leader of the society,
没有好意思
，and they won't feel good.
叫下面的人要荣耀他。
To ask people to glorify them.
为什么上帝要世人荣耀他
？Why does God want people to glorify him?
如果人不荣耀上帝的话
，if men do not glorify God,
那么上帝的荣耀到底是一回怎样的事情
？Then what kind of thing is comes God's glory?
这是第一件要解决的事情。
This is the first thing we must answer.
为什么上帝要人荣耀他
？Why does God want people to glorify him?
当改教运动的时候
，in the Reformation,
他们找到了圣经里面五个最大的原则。
They find the five principles in the Bible.
这五个原则里面有一个就是一切的荣耀都要归于上帝。
One of the principles that may all glory be to God.
所以说改教运动或者归正神学
，So we say Reform theology or Reformation
是真正抓住了圣经里面最重要的主
题。It's the one that touched the most important principle of the Bible.
这个原则是什么呢
？What is that principle?
第一
，First，
一切的一切都是要照着神的话。
All things were according to God's word.
这叫做 sola scriptura.
Sola scriptura.
有神的话才建立我们信仰的根基。
God's word established the foundation of faith.
只有神的话才成为我们真理认识的根源。
Only God's word become the foundation of knowledge to Him.
只有神的话才成为我们能够知道神一切的计划的真正的原因。
Only God's word become the true reason why that we know the plan of God.
Sola scriptura.
Sola scriptura.
拉丁文的意思就是 only by the Bible of God.
所以看到神的圣经。
第二样呢
？Second.
Sola gratia.
Sola gratia.
一切的一切都是上帝的恩典。
All by the grace of God.
正像保罗说：“我今天成了何等样的人。
”Like Paul said, today I become such a man.
都是因为主的恩才成。
It is all by His grace.
神的恩典。
It is grace of God.
使我们被造。
Causes me to be created.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
使我们得救。
Causes me to be saved.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
使我们明白神的话。
Causes me to understand His word.
这就完全没有人的功劳、人的条件或者人的行为的成分在里面。
There is no single element of man's work or merit.
如果是因为我的工作，我领受这些的话
，If it is because I work, I receive all these things.
这就不叫做恩典。
That's not called grace.
这个叫做工价。
That is called the wages.
做工的工价是应该。
You work and you earn the wages.
如果是因为我的行为
，If it is my conduct,
是我的功劳的话
，My work.
那么对主说，这是我做的，是我的功劳嘛？你就没有份了。
Then I tell God this, I work for my merit.
相反的，改教家真正看到我们罪人在神面前说一无所值，是完全没有功劳可言。
In the reverse, the reformer see that before God we are nothing valuable.
所以这个叫做 sola gratia.
And that's why I call sola gratia.
第三点是什么
？The third.
Sola fide.
Sola fide.
Sola fide 就是呢，完全是借着信心来领受。
Totally by faith.
我们今天就许多的事情不能明白。
Today many things we do not understand.
不是呢，那些事是不合理的。
Not because those things are not reasonable.
许多事情我们没有办法明白。
Many things we can understand.
因为我们的理性是受造的。
Because our rationality is created rationality.
有限的。
Limited.
而且是变物以后已经有了某种的这个牵制的。
And after pollution, there is a finiteness.
所以 our reason and reason ability is created.Limited and polluted.
我们的这个理性呢是被造的有限的，并且被玷污的。
对这三个本性，你真了解的时候
，When you truly understand these three natures,
你就知道我们没有办法用被造的理性功能来反对创造理性的真理的本体。
Then we cannot. You understand that use the creator reasoning to oppose the creator of reasoning.
那么当神启示真理的时候
，When God revealed the truth to us,
一定是超过。我们的思想
Surely it must transcend our thinking
超过我们的经验
Transcend our experiences
超过我们的感觉功能
Transcend our feeling of function
所以这个呢这个 transcends rational transcends empirical 这个 supra rational supra empirical and supra sensational 这个 叫做我们信仰的对象。
And all this are called our faith.
是真的道。
And God's word.
我们只能用信心去领受。
We use our faith to receive.
这个拉丁文叫做 sola fide.
And that's why sola fide.
第四个原则是什么？
The fourth principle.
Sola Christos.
Sola Christos.
一切的一切都是在基督里。
All are in Christ.
因为只有在基督里，神拣选我。
Because if it's not in Christ.